Hey, this is Jeff. We'll get to the show in a second. If you want to support the show or find back episodes of the show or find our other podcasts or find articles or quotes on early learning, all that kind of stuff is over at playvolutionhq.com. We're trying to curate the early learning world. Check it out. Here's the show. Welcome to the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. Jeff Johnson coming to you live from upstairs studio, in studio with Lisa Murphy. How you doing, Lisa Murphy?
I am quite nice. How are you?
I'm delightful and delighted to be here with you. We're wrapping up. We're coming down to the close of this pod week. We've got over 40 new episodes done as we're recording. You're listening to this one in like the end of June.
And maybe the sun is out where you are.
It's 9 degrees out right now when we're recording this in Iowa in January, so podcasts through time. So, Lisa, I wanted to spend a little bit of time in this episode, or maybe a lot of time, but probably not too much, talking about the Playvolution HQ website, because we refer to it quite a bit, and it's been around for 2 years or so since I started building it, but now it's actually getting to, there's getting to be a lot of stuff there now that the goal of the site was, it's meant to be kind of a place. It's a repository for early learning information. That's
a
what it is.
A one-stop shop.
That's hopefully what we're going for. You talk a lot about your binder, and I was hoping this would become kind of a digital version of that for people that are looking for early learning information. So, just kind of an overview of what's going on there. We've got the archives of all the podcasts there. So that's our 500 and, let me find my cursor, 500 and at the moment 510 episodes of the Child Care Bar and Grill and the show I do with Heather Shoemaker, the Renegade Rules podcasts, and the podcast Dan Hodgins used to do, and the one that Mike and Tom do, the Teaching with the Body and Mind podcasts, and all these other podcasts. Last time I looked, it was over 800 episodes, probably now closer to 900 episodes, and 600 or 700 hours of early learning podcasts.
Nice.
So, I mean, if you want stuff to stick in your ear holes, there's that. We've been curating articles, so I've been working to collect articles.
So if you go, so we're looking at the page right now, just for listeners, just so we have a visual as we chat with you. I'm going to ask this because I'm pretty confident of the answer. If you put in binder or for your binder or binder challenge into the search, does that come up with anything specific, or is it, you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, I don't know what it comes with there. But if you type in social development or cognitive development or risky play or biting,
so if
or
you need
sleep, if you type in any search terms, you're going to probably get articles related to those search terms.
Got
and that's
it.
What we work on.
Got
and
it.
Not only articles, the way, and I'm always refining it, I spend too much, not too much, but I put a lot of time in
this. The podcast episodes come up.
Well, yeah. So, and there's, I'm always trying to tweak the search, the quality of the search, and there's a lot of tagging and stuff going on. But if you search, we'll say Risky Play for one, it'll come up with all the podcasts of all the different shows that mention Risky Play. It'll come up with articles on risk taking. It'll come up with books that are tagged as being related to risk. It'll come up with the forms we're starting to put out. We've talked about some of them, the benefit risk assessment we did an episode on a while ago. All of that stuff will come up. And it's getting to be a good archive of stuff. Under the EC Wiki, that would be playvolutionhq.com/ECWiki. I've started organizing stuff in categories, and so we've got the play category, And I
so if you click on that, then you're going to get articles and podcasts that all are related to
those topics. Yeah, and that's just for the people that don't exactly know the search terms they're looking for, but that are wanting to just wander around. And so we're working to make that more accessible and kind of flush that out. And working on it just doesn't matter when Jeff has time to click and poke at it. Another thing that's on here is all of the quotes I've been putting out on Facebook for the last five years.
Or 6 years, yeah.
Last I counted, there were 2,200, over 2,200, I think, and they're there, and they'll all come up with the search terms. And mm-hmm. so, if you're looking for something particular, you can type in Elfie Cohen quotes, and all the quotes that I've collected from Elfie will come up on there.
So it sounds like there's quite an extensive cross fertilization.
Yeah,
so.
that was the hope, to make it a little bit easier for people to find what they're looking for. And we've also, one thing, well, everything that goes on here, everything that comes across my explorations page on Facebook, it pretty much ends up here. And in fact, a lot of it starts here. So we'll put the original here, and then a couple of days later, it'll post to the Facebook. But other things we started collecting is DIY recipes and ideas. Some of them are stuff we're linking to. Others we're taking recipes and Tosh has been test driving them, and we're putting together blog posts about them, just to have an online resource. And so if you're looking for DIY stuff, that's there. There's an interest in things like kids games, and so we're putting cards games and the little stringy games you can do with your hands, that kind of stuff, and chasing games. And so as I find them, I'm adding them on there. Fairy tales and nursery rhymes we've added. I found some good public domain resources for those. And so I've got nursery rhymes and fairy tales scheduled to post weekly or biweekly until, I think, 2024.
You mean a fairy tale?
Yeah, just one. And so there are a bunch up there already, but there's going to be new stuff coming in over the years. I've got just about 900 scheduled posts of new content, because I thought that'd be better than dumping it all up there at once, because
yeah,
then it can
totally,
go through
totally.
It can go through the social media. So those things are being built up, because I, you know, out speaking and everything, I hear from people that I need to tell parents about this or about that. And Facebook was getting hard to find stuff, because
yes.
it just gets lost in the feed. And so this became an opportunity to create this resource, this place for the content to live. And as I'm forever, well, at least until Jeff dies, and maybe 6 months after that, until nobody can find the passwords or anything to log in and get to anything. But as I'm going through and checking search results and that kind of stuff, I'll run across something that we're lacking. And so just the last couple of days, I realized I talk about how there are better choices than timeout, but there weren't really any articles on that here. So I went through and I found five or six good articles and posted a couple of them and scheduled a couple more to pop up over the next couple months. And so by the end of the summer, there'll be six or eight good articles about, hey, why timeout isn't a good choice on there. And so I want it to not only be a resource for parents, but for caregivers as well, because I think there's a lot of some early learning stuff out there, but a lot of them are ad heavy, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep this ad free. The only ads on it are pretty much for my stuff. And I figure if I put enough time into this, that somebody clips over and buys some blocks and stuff now and then, it's worth the time I put into building the site as a resource. It kind of balances out there. And so
people can subscribe to this.
It's just there. Well, I mean, I've got a couple mailing lists set up so that people can get a daily email with new stuff, new posts, and then a weekly and a monthly if you want a subscription. But otherwise, the site's there. Some people just want the email, because then they see the new stuff on whatever time frame they want, and that's easier than remembering to navigate over or seeing the stuff on Facebook and stuff. And since we've been doing it, I've got people that are, you know, it's growing. I mean, every month the numbers seem to go up a little bit, but it's just kind of a resource, because we talk about having that information available, and this is just kind of a way to do it. So I don't know what the plans are for how it's going to grow or what it's going to turn into. I put the call out a couple times for there's a lot of early learning people that have their own blogs, and they're kind of excited about it for 6 months, and then life gets busy, and then they don't blog anymore. And so I've got an open invitation to some of those people to replicate,
let your content live here.
Yeah, replicate their content or link to it here, because this is probably getting more eyeballs than some of those smaller things are, and it's just a chance for those people to have a bigger soapbox or a bigger megaphone for their information.
There's nothing wrong with admitting, not that it's an admission, but you know, you had the ball going, you had a lot of momentum, and now you're like, meh. That doesn't mean that what you posted, albeit maybe only 4 to 6 articles, there's still good stuff there, right? So let's at least still let people have access to that stuff. And now you don't have to worry about continuing to blog when you're kind of done with it, but then you know that eyes are still getting on what you did produce.
Yeah, and there's people that would rather spend time writing an article every other month than maintaining a website for that article to live on. Mm-hmm. And so this infrastructure is already there and exists, and it's very easy to add that kind of content. So if you're out there and have some stuff that you think might be beneficial there, we'd be happy to share it. And now I'm working on figuring out how to create articles that kind of have, you know, original content, and then that will refer to specific podcast episodes and that kind of stuff, and that kind of cross-fertilization. But, you know, I don't know if there's much more to say, but it's just kind of a growing platform out there for people who've heard us mention it but maybe haven't clicked over yet. So I don't know. It's out there as a resource.
There you go.
There we go. All right. That probably wraps up an episode, huh?
PlayVolusinHQ.com.
Yeah, it's there on the internet, and we're trying to get it looking. It's not ugly.
It's not ugly.
No, it's not ugly. It comes up on your phones. There's parts I'd like to get faster, and that just means when the current platform, the current, what do you call it? The
server.
Web provider. Yeah, the server we're on. As soon as the 3-year subscription I had for that expires, we're going to move someplace that's a little bit quicker, I think. And that was part of the original plan anyway. So we'll be looking to make those improvements. And if you have thoughts or comments and any of that kind of stuff, all you got to do is let me know, and we'll try to add the resources you suggest there. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill Podcast. We'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And where's the fucking... Come on, my mouse is clear over on that monitor. This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.